This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you want to reach me online at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio. Joining us now, White House correspondent for the Washington Times, Chef Murdoch. Thank you for coming on again.
Thank you for having me, Ryan. Always enjoy it.
I'm hoping you had more fan letters since the last time we spoke. People sending you nice notes instead of mean ones.
I've gotten a few. Yeah, I've gotten a few. Not as many as I had hoped, but I've got a few. So it's up to me. I get tons every day. So
yeah, there's so many different. I know the mail bag. It's like the old movies where they would walk in with a literal bag full of mail. They don't really do that anymore. But there's so many different topics we can take here. I don't know if there's any place you want to start. What really interests me, at least a little bit, is some of the bizarre Epstein question answers that we've seen so far. I mean, that's a lot of people are still talking about that. So the president was asked by reporters about the Jeffrey Epstein client list that the news came out basically saying there is no list. A lot of people saying, what's going on with that? Not satisfied with the president's answer on this one. What have you seen so far when it comes to the reaction to that?
It's really interesting because what you find is, well, first of all, his answer was shockingly tone deaf for somebody who won two elections by tapping in to how the voters are feeling and listening to the voters. His answer was somewhat surprising. Yesterday at the cabinet meeting in the White House, a reporter asked Pam Bondi a question to square away why Alex Acosta said that he had to give Jeffrey Epstein a sweetheart plea deal because he was tied to intelligence. And then we haven't seen anything of the stuff that's been released tying him to intelligence. And the reporters simply wanted Pam Bondi to square that away. It was not a particularly hard question. It was not a particularly aggressive question. But the president clearly blew up at that question and erupted to say, you know, why are we still talking about this guy? I can't believe all these years later we're still talking about this guy. Give it a rest. We have all these great things going on. We have tragedies in Texas. There's all these things we should be talking about. Why are we still talking about this guy? And it was a surprisingly tone-deaf answer. It was a surprisingly defensive answer for a situation in which Pam Bondi, everybody knew Pam Bondi was going to say, no, he's not intelligence, whether he is or isn't, I'm not making a comment. But everybody knew that was going to be Pam Bondi's answer, which it was. And it seemed a little odd that he got as defensive as he did. But this administration's posture on the whole Epstein thing has been odd. You know, Pam Bondi was asked a very direct question about the Epstein client list, and she says, oh, that's on my desk. Then 2 months later, the White House has now changed the story to, oh, no, she was not talking about the Epstein client list. She was talking about the Epstein file in general. But if you go back and you listen to that question, she's asked directly about the Epstein client list. And it's one of the things I find really interesting, too, is you have guys like Dan Bongino and Kash Patel who are now in charge of the FBI. Had they not been in charge of the FBI at this time, they would be screaming the loudest online. about this and how, I mean, they were some of the biggest Epstein, let's get to the bottom of this, let's push this people out there on the internet. And I find it really interesting how quickly that they have sort of diverted from all the things that they had been saying before they got their jobs at the FBI, which goes back to a long way of saying that it's interesting that you have both people who dislike Trump as well as MAGA supporters scratching their heads, wondering what's going on with all of this.
I know. It's all of a sudden you're on the other side of the conspiracy where it was a conspiracy. They were holding back this information. Now you're part of it. And it was something that I think surprised a lot of different people because given everything that we've learned about it, it just didn't make sense. Like, what do you mean there's nothing? This does, none of this is playing out the way we thought. And it reminds me of all those different payoffs that people receive in court. Like, let's say there's testimony that was going to happen against P. Diddy, and then all of a sudden the person says, oh, I'm not going to do it. And you learn that there was a big payment transferred right before the testimony was supposed to happen. Maybe that's not like a specific example. I probably shouldn't have used a specific one. But you find those things in certain cases where the star witness disappears and all of a sudden they're super rich. It had that type of feel to me. And again, you put you on the conspiratorial side, but you're like, you were with me on that side at one point. Now it's you're not with me. I don't get it.
Yeah, 100%. All these people who were yelling the loudest are now the people saying, oh, there's nothing to see here. Nothing's going on. Ignore the explanations. Like even the explanation, now I don't know this for a fact, but they're saying that, oh, well, there's a minute missing from the video because there's a minute missing from every video that the, excuse my throat there, that the, that the Bureau of Prisons takes because they're switching out at midnight and they're going from one tape to another tape. I've never heard that before. I've looked into that. I mean, some people say that is bunk. Some people have said, no, that is true. But that's the first time that that's ever come out by anybody. And it's just weird. And one of the things, just to go back to how the president's response to that question was tone deaf, there's never, you know, he keeps saying, oh, why can't we're still talking about it? But there's never a time to stop talking about sex trafficking and child sex abuse. We should, the only way to prevent that is to keep talking about it and find out what really went wrong here.
Yeah. All right. I know there's other things going on. Oh, boy, look at me. Here I am, Donald Trump being the answer. There's other things going on, too.
All right. And if you can hear, there's thunder right above me. So if you hear a loud crack, that's what it is. But I'm under an awning, so I'm safe.
Oh, I got you. It sounded like birds tweeting in a moment ago. So it's actually the storm rolling in. I see how that goes. All right.
Yeah, and I think the birds are tweeting because they're flying away from the storm. So
they're getting out of here, but there you are, hunkering down.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about trade and tariff letters that we're seeing come into existence. So we've been through this rodeo before, maybe about 3 months ago. There's a lot of doom and gloom 3 months ago where they said this is going to put us into the next Great Depression. Didn't happen. In fact, the stock market was continued to rise since the initial drop. And now he's going through a second round of tariffs. Stock market didn't crash like it did before. So I think people kind of get the idea that these are kind of short-term pain for long-term gain. That's kind of the way that the White House has been messaging this. So where do you think we stand on the second round of tariffs and some of the different negotiations that are going on with countries?
Well, a couple of things. I think what we're seeing is, you're right, it did not crash the economy. And I think one of the reasons we didn't see it with the second round, which was a bit of a shock to the economy, and one of the reasons we have not seen that is because the stock market thrives on predictability. And the stock market wants predictability. And I think they're viewing these new tariffs as, well, we've seen this story before, or they think it's not going to last. He's going to change his mind again, or he's going to reach a trade deal, or he's going to do something. But the fact that we have not seen the eruption with this new round of tariff letters from the stock market shows that Wall Street is confident that there's not going to be major changes from these. But one of the things I thought was really interesting that I do want to point out to that issue is the most important trade partner he issued a letter to today was Brazil. He issued a letter to 8 countries. There's the lightning, so I'm just going to step over here. that was definitely thunder and lightning. So one of the things he sent it to 8 countries today. Of the 7 of them, only the Philippines was a top 50 trading partner, and they're somewhere in the high 30s. The Brazil is a top 15 trading partner with the U.S. It's the only one in the top 20 that even got a letter today, and he waited until after the stock market's closed to release that letter. He released all the other letters today at noon, and he waited, and I thought that was kind of interesting. Especially because that has the highest tariff. That is a tariff of 50%. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like the president was at least aware that there may be a risk that the Brazil may have set the stock market a little, made Wall Street a little nervous. But for the most part, what we saw today did it. Now, whether or not we see deals, I mean, we were promised 90 deals in 90 days. We're at roughly two-ish, kind of like a one and a half. The president keeps saying that they're working on it. They've got these deals coming. We keep hearing, oh, they're very close. They're very close. But it doesn't seem like anything ever connects outside of the two, one and a half we've reached so far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So going back to, because he had a comment when he was talking to Peter Doocy from Fox regarding tariffs, and he mentioned we've made so much money off of China so far from the tariffs. How much can we even calculate? Do we even know what has came in from it? Is it calculable in a sense where it has been beneficial as opposed to a deterrent for the U.S. economy?
We haven't, because we really don't know. The administration has not, they've released numbers, but they haven't really quantified what we've come in. You have the president saying, oh, we've gotten billions and billions, but they've never spelled it out. They have yet to break it down for us just how much that they've brought in so far. And then you raised the good question, what are we getting in terms of deterrent? You know, we've gotten some promises, China promising to crack down on fentanyl, Canada promising to crack down on immigration. What is the economic value of those promises? That's something else that we would need to calculate. I'm not really sure how we would go about calculating something like that, because it exceeds a monetary value.
Yep. Jeff Murdock, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. I don't know if you have another radio station hit you have to do here. Or do you got a couple more minutes?
I got a couple more minutes.
All right. I wanted to bring up one thing you mentioned that was kind of drew my interest. President Trump waited until after the stock market closed before he released the letter to Brazil. So it's kind of interesting with this, because I think we discussed this maybe last time we were on. But the idea that the Donald Trump and the way that he handles the stock market is one of the top priorities for him when it comes to economic successes for the United States. He wants to see us grow. He wants us to be a wealthy nation. He wants people to succeed that way. Wants to grow jobs. So you need those things to happen to have a strong economy. And when the tariff talk started, it was like, okay, the economy is kind of going in the back burner because it's starting to, tank. And we're seeing day after day after day, it going lower. So trying to get these trade deals seemed to be taking precedent over the economy. Now it's recovered. It's actually gone past expectations. Mm-hmm. We're not seeing it this time around. So maybe the economy was always in the forefront, but it didn't seem like it at the time. There was one other time I can recall where the president did something after the stock market closed. And I don't know if this is just kind of par for the course for Donald Trump, but it was when he got COVID. They didn't make the announcement until after the stock market closed on Friday.
Right. Yeah.
He went to get treatment, and then he returned to the White House, did the big appearance before the stock market opened again on Monday morning. So is it similar to that? Is he trying to find ways to manipulate it so the stock market doesn't take that big of a hit because he cares that much about the economy?
Yes, I think it's. I think you got it exactly right. That the you know that's the perception of that's Americans' perception of how the economy's doing, and we saw the panic after the Liberation Day tariffs when the stock markets all plummeted, and that's led to him issuing the 90-day pause because there was so much concern over how the stock market was doing, and then since then the stock market has exceeded. I mean, not only has it recouped its losses, it's gone ahead of where it was before the Liberation Day tariffs. So, yes, it shows just how much in mind the stock market is when he is making these decisions.
Right. All right. If people wanted to send you a nice letter to talk about how great you are, where can they find you to write you that nice fan letter?
They can find me at WashingtonTimes.com. You just click on my articles. My email address is at the bottom. You can also always hit me up on Twitter at Jeff Mordock, M-O-R-D-O-C-K.
Jeff Mordock with the Washington Times. Thanks for spending some time here in St. Louis.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. Always enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.